Meet Olusaki Winifred Esohe, the visionary founder and creative director behind Hot Bags, a luxury leather brand redefining style, sustainability, and self-expression. At Hot Bags, every piece tells a story. Crafted from eco-friendly leathers and premium materials, their customized handbags, wallets, and accessories blend artistry, culture, and fashion into timeless designs. Whether for the styled savvy individual or high-end boutique, Hot Bags delivers exceptional craftsmanship that lasts a lifetime. With a mission to enhance lives through innovative, sustainable creations, Hot Bags isn't just about fashion. It's about inspiring adventure and empowering self-expression. Olusaki Winifred and Hot Bags are elevating luxury, one bespoke design at a time. Where style meets purpose, Hot Bags delivers excellence.
Hello, my name is Winifred Olusakin. I'm the founder and creative director of Hot Bags. I am also a final year student at University of Lagos, and I own an MBA at Lagos Business School. Hot Bags specializes in producing high-quality, affordable, and stylish bags for females, ranging from 18 years to 50 years. Our story started when I got into school and I discovered that a whole lot of students had poor quality bags, and those who had bags, really luxury nice bags, were too expensive. So the mission was to produce high quality bags that are luxury but yet affordable, and that is how Hot Bags started. So we give women we empower them by creating stylish bags that makes them feel comfortable, confident, and also self-reliant. All right, so I'm going to give you a backstory of how I started when I was 10 years old. I loved bags a whole lot, and I love matching bags with my outfits. So because I did not have enough bags during my age, then I had to start making bags on my own using my clothes and using cotton. And then when I got Fast forward to 2018 when I got into the university, 2019 when I got into university, and I discovered that students don't have bags, I had to think back and think of what I could do to help them out. And then I remembered that I love making bags and I have a little idea of how to make bags, and that was how I started. So I'm actually self-taught, but then I have improved my skills in bag making. I just had the idea of how to make bags, actually. So what I do is I get my mom bag, then I'll dismantle it, especially bags that are already worn out. So I'll just dismantle the bags and find a way they coupled all of this together. And that was how I started. Before then, I went on YouTube to acquire more skills on bag making. All right, so for this bag, let me start with the color. I would say purple is my best color, and that was why I picked purple for this bag. And for the style, what made me create this style? I wanted something different from the usual. And so there was a time I went for a trade fair to sell my products. And I started off with tote bags, actually, just normal tote bags for students before upscaling into doing leather bags. And then a lady came and she told me her reviews on tote bags. And she's like, she does not like tote bags. She does not like carrying tote bags, but she needed something different, something more spicy. So that was how I started making leather bags and trying to create my own design. So this is just me being creative, actually. Just me being creative. So an elongated bag, which is of a short or low height, would give a nice, catchy, fun look. All right, so for this bag, I will call this bag a boho bag because of how the shape is. And this inspiration, so when I am always very tensed or in a tight corner, that is when my inspiration comes up. So this, I don't know, I was just thinking of what to do different, from what I usually see other people do. And that was how I created this tie. All right, so this is still same as the first bag. This is just color black. And we have the plain and we have the patterned with also gold accessories. So gold accessories makes your style or bag look luxury. All right, so this is just the pink. This is the prototype. So I actually made this first before making other bags. And after making this, I had to check my mistakes and correct them on the remaining bags. Okay, all right. So when I started this business, I actually started with 5,000 Naira and also with my mom's machine, which is now my machine. I started off, like I said, I started off sewing just plain normal tote bags. And I did not have a single buyer, And I had to refund the 5,000 because it was not even for me. So what I did was I had to gift it out to somebody. And just through gifting out, I was able to get customers. So during the course of my business, one of the challenges I faced is transportation costs, transportation delivery, the delivery to... The high cost to deliver goods from where I am to my customers has been a whole lot of challenge, even in this present age in Nigeria. One other challenge I've also faced that I'm trying to conquer is the high cost of production, high cost of materials. So because of the inflation in Naira, it is affecting everything in the market, which has also affected my business and how I can be able to sustain the business. So yeah. All right, so my first success story is when I was picked at the Lagos Business School. I did not imagine that I was going to be selected because I just started off my business, and it felt like a miracle being picked because I think they saw potential in what I do, and I was selected for it. Then also my second success story was when I just voluntarily attended a Pan-Africa Capital program for students, and I went to pitch. I didn't even know the pitching came with a prize, and I went to pitch everything that I was taught at Lagos Business School, and everything that I was also taught at the PSC Foundation. I put all and gave my best, and I won the pitching for that day. So that has been my success story, among others.
Hi, Winifred.
Hi, Ma.
Good to have you here.
Thank you.
And well done. Hot bags. Lifestyle, fun, classy with every bag. I love what you do with bags.
Thank you.
Just tell us a bit, how long have you been in business?
Okay, so we've been in business for 3 years. We started 18th of April, 2021. Yes, so we've been in business for 3 years. We make leather bags. Our products include leather bags, tote bags, drawstring bags, souvenir bags, and the likes. But we make sure that the bags we make are quality, and they are also affordable and organized for people to use, or functional for people to use. Yes, functional bags.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Well done. So how has it been? Especially the way the economy is right now. How has it been as a business owner?
It has not been easy, honestly. It has not been easy. There have been a whole lot of ups and downs, happy moments, sad moments, and the like. So majorly because of delivery fees. So I have major issues when it comes to delivery. So from one area to another area, and you're hearing the costs of transportation is just too high. And imagine them getting a bag for 10K and they are delivering for 10K. It's not palatable at all. So that's not been easy though in that aspect.
So apart from this delivery, what other challenges do you have when it comes to cash flow? How does money come into your business? With the economy and everything, I'm sure it's a little bit of struggle. So can you identify like one or two major issues so we can address them?
Okay, so I would say restocking of materials has been an issue because the price for today is not the price of tomorrow. Yes, so restocking of materials has been a major issue in my cash flow.
So, delivery costs, restocking has been a big issue.
Yes.
Okay, so when it comes to delivery costs, we can't ask the customer to come pick up their items because I've seen businesses do that. Is this something you have tried?
Yes, this is actually something I've tried. I've told some of my customers, or a lot of my customers, giving them that option of coming over to pick up.
When
I check the cost.
And it's almost more than the
bag. Exactly. Yes. There's also something I do to weigh down the cost. So I move from one location. If I know I'm going to a particular location at a time, I would take their orders to that location and move it from there, so it costs a bit slower.
That's a good one.
Thank you, ma.
Issue of restocking. What have you tried, and did it work? Before we can even address issue of restocking, have you tried anything since you started experiencing the high cost and all?
I've really not been able to try a lot because I would say also I have the issue of limited access to capital. So once I get the
So here is my next question. Maybe that will lead us to my answer to you. Do you have enough customers to take on the things you have produced?
Okay, yes. I would say, so the thing is, like I said, I make leather bags, but I've also expanded my business where I also make wholesale tote bags and purses, but in wholesales. So I have a different market for that one. And my main major customers are printers. I target printers because I notice that a whole lot of people go to printer to, okay, please, I need a customized bag, but I want a fabric, and they come to me. So yes, in that aspect, I have a whole lot of markets for that part. So I use that business or that part of the business to fund the other one. So the other one, I still have customers, but they are not as strong as the wholesale customers.
So how about focusing on this wholesale? It's a need. Both young and old want tote bags. And the model you're already running is working. How about, for now, while you look at what's going on in the economy, how about pour your energy into this wholesale thing, even promote it. So the more you get, the more you just push them to this part of your business. Because if things are slow, I don't think the next option for me is to go and buy bag.
Yes.
Right? But I need a tote bag to move. Let me use our local parlance, my ngongo. Right?
Yes.
So look at what is selling for you as a business. Yes, there are different arms. And pour your energy, or they'll say time, 10 times what you're doing on that arm of your business that is truly giving you what you really desire.
Yes.
If you're doing that, then you pour the extra energy or the one remaining into customizing. Let it be that I'm the one saying, I need this bag, and you charge me based on what I want.
Okay.
Then produce, you've tied down capital,
mm-hmm.
You have inventory, you are not sure that you are going to sell them off immediately.
Yes.
You are looking at your product is looking at you. And I'm so sure because you're doing a lot of things, sales is also struggling.
Yes.
Or suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are not pushing enough sales, you cannot make enough money. Marketing leads to sales. Sales bring in the money. When marketing is not happening,
mm-hmm.
money cannot come in. And that's why we are here talking about cash flow. So to make your cash flow produce or pour energy into that product or that arm of your business that has become your cash cow, that is bringing in the money, then the other one, look for people that want customized production. Charge what it is before you even give them the cost. Make sure you reach out to your suppliers. Get the exact price. Negotiate a timeline. So if I'm saying, oh, I need this particular bag, mm-hmm. you give me your quote and give me a duration when that will be available. Pour your energy into producing the tote bags that you already have lots of customers for. Then when, for example, I request for customized item, give me the cost based on the costs in the market. Give me an invoice that reads that this is valid for 3 weeks. It's customization. Anyone yes. understands that. So if I'm coming back to you 3 months later, it's no longer valid. That means you have to go to the market and give me another invoice. Always have that. It can last because you have negotiated with your suppliers that in 3 weeks, I'll be producing this at this cost. It's already agreed. Then you pass on your invoice to me. If I produce with you within that time frame, I can pay that price. But if I'm coming to you afterwards and price have changed, you are going to communicate the updated price. That is how it will work, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So your marketing has to be strong so that sales can happen. How do you do this? Identify the people that need what you offer. Where do they hang out? Show up there. Let them know why they should have tote bags, why they should buy leather bags, what you are offering them, what it can do for them. Power it with customer testimonials. People that have bought from you, what are they saying? Push it out there and ask for the sale. When they request, you produce. But don't tie down products.
Okay.
Don't tie down your
inventory.
Because the economy is fast-paced. Things are changing. How will you sell when you are not marketing? Then when you sell, you go back to the market. You are not able to buy at the same rate you bought before. That doesn't make good business sense.
Yes.
Okay? And for our listeners, if you are watching this and you are also struggling with the same thing, just take this advice that I have given to Winifred.
Thank you, ma.
I believe that by the time I see you in the next 6 months, or less, or more, you would have implemented this.
Yes, definitely.
I said, focus on what is working for you. Turn this to a customized stream. Yeah. And always call for that. You need to show people what you're doing as you are working on these things for people. So, you know, this bandwagon effect. You see something, or you're doing this. Winifred is doing this for A. B will say, oh, I also want this kind of bag. All right. So hopefully this will work for you and work for our audience and also work for me.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Ma. Thank you.